This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for Get Fit and Makeover.
Okay, Joey pals. On Thursday, it's presented through the generosity of MDR Vital Factors. You've been hearing Pat Boone talk about it on my show. VitalFactors.com. Want to keep your muscle tone? Yes, please. Your energy level? Yes, please. Firm skin? Yes, please. And immune system? Absolutely. Try MDR Vital Factors, Joey Pals. Call 1-800-MDR-TABS.
Hi, Joey Pal. This is Pat Riley. You know, with all that's going on in our lives these days, let MDR Vital Factors invigorate you naturally every day.
You've got a gift certificate from Aspen Mills Bakery. AspenMillsPS.com. Best tuna salad. Trust me. 323-3123.
Hey, Joey Pals, it's Marty from Aspen Mills Bakery. Come on in and see us at any of our four Valley locations. We were voted best bakery and best sandwich in the Valley. So come in and check us out.
Boucher, Palm Springs Air. You've got a gift certificate. They're over there at Joey's Revivals Shopping Center, 611 South Palm Canyon. PS Air is like the inside of a jumbo jet. Try to sit in first class, and the food is great. Try the charcuterie. Summer hours, they're closed Sunday and Monday. They're open 10 to 10 Tuesday and Thursday. Open 10 to midnight Friday and Saturday. PSAirBar.com. Gift certificate to Coachella Yoga. CoachellaYoga.com. 346-2988. $250 gift certificate from Foley and Stinnett Interiors. Dan with two N's will come over to your house and give you free advice, and I understand he stays until you ask him to leave. FoleyStinnett.com. 322-2268, and it works this way. We'll take the third caller. Joey's got three children. 323-JOEY. 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. Thank you for making this show what you have. We're in our 26th year. Could not have done it without you. And I promise never, never take it lightly. Okay, back to our regularly scheduled programming. We're having a conversation with Fred the Hammer. I wish I could say it like he does.
Hammer.
The Hammer. Call him and listen.
But it's spelled H-A-M-M-A.
It's right.
No E-R.
No, H-A-M-M-A-R. It's on your...
No R, just A.
H-A-M-M-A.
Yeah.
On your Hummer.
Thank you.
I'm lost now. Okay, we've talked about your childhood, your education. We've talked about football. Let's go to the movies.
So I go to this meeting, and I go in the office, and the secretary says, who are you here to see? I'm Mr. Cantor. She says, tell him who's... Mr. The Hammer's here. So she gets on the squawk box and she says, Hal, I'm Mr. Cantor, there's a Mr. Hammer. No, Mr. Hammer. The Hammer. It's about 5 seconds of silence. She says, football player? I said, yeah. She said, come on in, let's talk. So we go in, we talk.
He knew who you were.
Of course. I mean, I'd made enough noise of my career as a football player for people to know who I was. So he says, okay, let's talk. He said, what are you here for? I says, well, I've been watching your show. And I noticed that Diane Carroll has a new boyfriend each week. That puts her character in a very promiscuous situation. She got a new man every week. What you need is a regular boyfriend. He said, well, we've been thinking about that, but we don't have anybody. I said, we don't have to go any further. The Hammer is ready to do the job. He said, you ever acted before? I said, oh, what are you talking about? It's 5 years of Carmen Jones, 3 years of Raising in the Sun in Montreal, Canada. If you had asked me what character I played, I'd have been dead in the water.
Because
I hadn't done nothing. Zero. He said, okay, we'll write a script for you and see how you do. The script was called The Dancer in the Dark.
The Dancer in the Dark, okay.
So it was about a football player who just retired.
Oh, perfect.
Go to work, same company that she works for. We meet, we fall in love, and we have a relationship. So after the first show, they signed me to a 3-year contract.
See?
So I did it. Man, the worst thing I can say to you is no.
Of
you
course.
Know? So they signed me a 3-year contract. Now, it was...
What year is this?
1970, I believe.
Okay.
The producer of the show was Ingo... Well, no, it was Ingo Preminger. Yeah, Ingo Preminger. And he met me and liked me. He says, look, My brother's getting ready to do a movie. He needs a tall, dark Italian, but he can't find
I'm
one.
Sorry.
Can't find one to play the role because he has to be a muscular guy and lift people and be a good, you know, be in shape. He said, I'm going to take you and introduce you to my brother, Otto Preminger,
yes,
who's doing the show. So he takes me to Otto's house, and they're having a party. He didn't tell Otto we were coming. Otto was a little disturbed. He says, okay, I read you right here. Put this in your hand. You read this. Tell me what you, how you can do this. So I started reading. I was doing terrible. So rather than lose my dignity, I took the script and tore it in half and threw it across the room. I says, I don't want to do this dumb part.
At Otto Preminger's house.
I don't want to do this dumb part anyway. I walked up. He said, very good. He said, I don't think you don't play football anymore. You're probably out of shape, and you don't do the things you have to do. Pick this guy up and carry him over his shoulder. I grabbed him by the under the armpit while he's sitting down, picked him up, and looked him in the face. I said, what do you think this is? And I plopped him back down to the seat. I went to the door to his wife, kissed her on the hand, and said, I'm very sorry. I apologize for anything that I did and this negative to your party. Excuse me. And I leave. I get home. My phone is ringing.
Of course it is.
Answer the phone. Yeah, what is this? Fred, I want to talk to you. I said, I don't want to talk to you. No, Fred, you, I like you in the movie. I don't want to be in the damn movie, man. He says, well, come on, you want to be in my movie? I pay you well. I go, yeah. He says, yeah, okay, I'm there. I'm in your movie. So I go, and the name of the movie was Tell Me You Love Me, Junie Moon with Liza Minnelli.
I love that one.
So I said, okay, here we go. Hollywood, I'm here. Now, everything happens from there, you know.
How many movies have you done?
But on the same lot was this director.
Go ahead.
Who says, I'm doing a war movie. And I got a football game in it. I don't know anything about football. Would you hire all the football players and would you be in the movie? I said, yeah. We was MASH.
Yep.
Being on the lot at the right place at the right time. The movie was MASH. So I did that movie. And then I said, hey, this is easy, man. I should have been doing this a long time ago.
This is easy, man.
I'm making more money.
Yeah.
On weekly, I'm making more money than I made my whole 10-year playing football. So I said, this is easy. So I know what I'm going to do. On all the movies, I never left the set. I watched everything. I bugged the sound guy.
I
bugged the cameraman. What do you do this? What do you call that? What do you do that? What do you do that? By the time I finished Junie Moon, I could direct. I could do anything I wanted to do with a movie camera. So then I started forming my own company and raising my own money. And what made me raise my money that was so easy for me was because my name in Europe was stronger than it was in the U.S. And most of the black actors and the black producers didn't understand that the power that we have in Europe, being black, is stronger than America. Only from the standpoint that I get more respect. I get more respect as a action star, as an actor. Here, I'm just another actor doing another part, and, you know, they want you in the part because you got a black audience following and they want you in the movie. That's not how it is in Europe. They want you in the movie because they want the movie to be successful and they know it's going to be good because you're going to be in it. And so I started going to the film festivals. I went to Cannes in France. I went to MIFED. I went to all these festivals just sitting and watching. It took me a year. I didn't do anything. I just watched and seeing how they did it. By the time I was ready, I went back to the festivals and I had my posters. I had my pictures. I put them on a table. I gave the maitre d' $100 a day that saved me a favorite
table
at the Carlton Hotel on the terrace. So I sit on the terrace and I put all my pictures down there and they'd come over and they'd say, Mr. Williamson, what do you have? I said, well, I'm doing this movie. How much for Europe? How much for Spain? How much for Germany? And I'd tell them. And they said, okay, we're going to do a contract. So we signed contracts. What we'd do, what they would get on a finished product. So all I had to do was take their contracts back to a bank. And I used First Los Angeles Bank to loan me money against the contracts, and that's how I raised my funds, by pre-sales. All I had to do was make the movie and deliver it, you know. And I made sure I didn't sell all the territory, so that was something more profitable to me that I didn't sell all the territories.
Now tell me, how many movies to date?
80.
Unbelievable.
80 movies.
And one in the works.
One in the works and one just opened on Prime Video now called Devil's Triangle.
Oh, you've been telling me about
Devil's
that.
Triangle. And my next movie is in Spain with Franco Nero.
Oh. What's it called? Now, when you say they're in Spain, and I know you shoot in Italy, and you shoot in Spain, and you shoot in Germany.
Yeah.
Do you speak all those languages?
Before, I speak everything but German. No German. I can't hear German.
How funny.
All the words run together. You know, so
see, you are Italian. So those movie you're going to do next in Spain with Franco Nero.
It's called The Fourth Horseman with Enzo Castellari.
And that's not football?
No, hell no.
Get it. Okay.
Enzo, I did Inglourious Bastards.
Oh, I love that one too.
The real one, not that thing that Quentin made.
Oh, the one I have.
Quentin made I don't know. Am I in the one you have?
Yes.
Then that's Enzo Castellari.
Okay.
So, and we're doing that in Spain. As soon as I would have been doing it now, but the virus is kind of crazy over there because their society is a little different than ours. They hug and kiss each other. Yes. That way the virus hangs around a little longer when you're hugging and kissing people, you know.
Have you missed doing anything you wanted to do? Did you want to write a book? Did you want to build a building?
I built buildings. I've done.
Did the architecture. Okay.
Yeah, I got
is there
apartments
anything
all over England.
You didn't do that you want to do yet?
Yeah, but I don't know what it is.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. I don't think it's in the movie business. I don't know.
You write movies, you direct them?
I write most of them because I understand what my fans like to see me do. So what I do is create a story that put me in a situation that the fans are going to be satisfied with what I do. And I don't really write all I don't think one guy can write all the scenes. So I give it out to three or four guys. I pay them each a little some money. And then I take what they write and I combine it with my own ideas. And that way I get a big idea of the story that I want to do.
And you also, it must be mentioned, you give a lot of time to charities. I know you do a lot of spokesman.
Well, I'm a former Marine too.
Yes.
So I did that for 4 years.
And so Wounded Warriors.
Our favorite charity is the Wounded Warrior Project. We've been having a golf tournament every year for 13 years. This is the 14th year coming up.
Where?
At Fantasy Springs Resort, yes. And they are very, very helpful for us. I mean, they take care of everything. They treat us royally. They treat my guests royally. It's a great combination and great friendship that I have with them.
Well, we're so fortunate to have you in our zip code. Joey Pals, Talk of Stars.
I'm just passing through.
Oh, please. You can see him some nights at the veranda at Maracas.
Yes.
People go by. They just always say,
Yo, Hammer.
Yo, Hammer. Yeah. I can't do it like I want to.
No, that's good, man. I mean,
thank you so much for being here.
No, it's having something.
Lovely to be with you. We talked about everything. Everybody knows a little bit more than they would have known with just a 3-minute quick television interview or something. We got to get into some detail.
My Benny.
Okay, Joey Pals. We enjoyed having Fred DeHammer. Oh, that was better.
You did.
That was better.
Yeah, it was.
Joey Pals, here is today's Joey English Desert Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey Pals, the Joey English Desert Datebook. Here we go. ACT Tours remind you there are 7 days in a week. Some day isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can with ACT. The Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all 7 continents at prices you can afford. Go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. And you've got to go to the website right now and check out those 3 separate, what would you call them, tours, I guess. They're all $19.95, including air. One's to Western Europe, one's to the Mediterranean, and the one I'm going to go on to is Abu Dhabi and Qatar and Dubai. And they're all $19.95, including air. ACT-tours.com. Dana Haynes, she's in the mothership. Astrologyworldnews.com. We'll be under the sign of Leo until August 22nd. To get your own astrological forecast up to the second minute, hour, day, week, month, and beyond, go to her website, astrologyworldnews.com. Desert Water Agency, DWA.org, reminds you that there is now legislation in place. Restrictions say no sprinkling during daylight hours, and restaurants can only serve water upon request. Just fabulous, that darling website, the letter B, justfabulous.com. Gifts for kids, pets, books, gifts, candles, and more, and retro pool floats. Lalo Visions. Connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, psychic to the psychics, to find out what the week holds in store for you. Lalo's detailed messages, delivered at his office overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in nearby Yucca Valley, will astound you. Phone this gifted spiritual consultant, 401-1810, or visit his website, Lalo, L-A-L-O, visions.com. Remember, it's a great gift idea. You'll thank me. Palm Springs Aerial Tram. Want you to know they'll be closed for annual maintenance from September 12th through October 9th. But for the rest of August, they're allowing first responders up for nothing and a discount on their accompanying family members. PSTramway.com. Last but not least, Palm Springs Cultural Center, Camelot Theaters, home of the best popcorn, says choose from these things. Live music in the VIP lounge, no cover, two drink minimum, or soulful Sundays with Keisha D, or Saturday summer sing-alongs, or Wednesday life is a cabaret with Les, or jazz on the second floor, or the Coachella Valley Philharmonic Society Chamber Series, or the movies in the park at the Palm Springs Downtown Park. Look up all those things and take your pick. PSCulturalCenter.org. Okay, Joey Pals, tomorrow we'll go traveling. We'll get on Lalo Tachikin's magic carpet, Cher's RV, and Steve Canold. Is he still bringing the camel? Until then, you be well and all the best.